Adventures in Odyssey.
Wotan!
Oh, hi, Penny. Where have you been?
Oh, I've had a million things to do. Oh. Helping Mr. Henri run a pop-up art exhibit is exhausting.
Yeah, it must be. I don't even see any pop-up books in the display.
Pop-up means it's a one-night-only show in a unique location. You know, I was thinking this painting over here would look really good in our house, and I'm sure we could get it for a reasonable price, as I happen to know the artist.
Oh, that painting?
Yeah, don't you think? I was thinking it would look nice hanging in the front hallway.
Yeah, I don't know, Penny. I mean, no offense to the artist or anything, but I don't think it's very good.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm guessing it's supposed to be Trickle Lake at sunrise, but the colors aren't right.
I like them.
Yeah, and the composition's unbalanced. It's like your eye is being drawn to these muddy reeds in the bottom corner.
That's not where my eye is drawn.
Yeah, but maybe that's a good thing, because I guess this blob in the middle here is supposed to be a boat, but it looks more like the half-octopus, half-otter monster Dr. Ichabodia used to terrorize the city in Captain Absolutely Volume 18, Issue 9. In the end, it turned out the real monster was man.
Well, that's a detailed and fascinating evaluation.
No, thanks.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
I need to go do a thing. Over there.
Over where?
In that general area.
Oh, well, do you need help, Penny, you know, doing your thing?
No, you've done more than enough already. Thank you.
But I'm not even sure what I did.
Uh-huh. Wilton, there you are.
Oh, hi.
Cool pop-up, huh?
Yeah, you just popped up really well.
Right. So, what do you think of Penny's painting?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
It's right in front of you.
Where?
Right there.
I don't see it, Connie. All I see is it... Good morning, my Penny.
Wotan, what's this?
This is breakfast in bed. You deserve it after all that hard and highly appreciated work you did last night at the gallery.
Oh, Zazzleberry pancakes, my favorite. Thank you, Wotan.
With lots of whipped cream on top. More?
Just a tad.
Perfect!
Penny, I want to say I'm so sorry about what I said to you last night. I didn't know the painting we were discussing was your painting, obviously.
I didn't want to tell you because I wanted your honest opinion, and I got it.
Now, listen, I might not have appreciated your painting, but I hope you know how much I appreciate you. And I respect you as an artist, like a lot.
I admit I was a little hurt, Wotan, but I don't expect you to like all of my work. Artists and couples need to be able to share criticism with one another, so thank you.
Well, I spent the rest of the night looking at your painting again, and I wanted to tell you that it is remarkable, considering it's a very different style and technique from what you normally do. So if you'll please follow me into the hallway, I have something to show you. M'lady, you are now entering the front hallway, or as I've renamed it, the Bassett Manor Gallery, featuring Penny Bassett.
Oh, my Trickle Lake painting! I was wondering who bought it.
Well, that would be moi. I cleared everything off the wall, and I was thinking we could make it your own personal gallery where you can hang whatever art you want.
Are you sure, Wotan?
Oh, I'm sure if you are. Or we could pick another wall in the house, but I think this one gets the best light.
No, I mean, are you sure about my painting? You didn't just buy it to make me feel better, did you?
Well, I want to make you feel better, but the truth is I really do like it now.
But what if you don't like something? I don't expect you to like all my artwork, and I don't want you to have to look at a whole hallway of art that you don't like.
As if you had that much art I didn't like.
Okay. But you have to be honest.
Promise. If you paint anything I don't like, you'll be the first one to know.
This is so exciting! My own gallery!
Ta-da! Here it is! Room AA23! My art studio this semester!
Oh, This is a big moment for you, Connie. Your first art studio as a college student. I remember my first art studio. I accidentally set it on fire.
What?
Did you know inflammable means the same thing as flammable?
Duh.
Oh, it's so nice. Big windows, lots of shelves, not on fire. Oh, my. Are these your paintings over here?
Oh, I wish. Those belong to my studio mate, Tim David Michael.
You're sharing a studio with the Tim David Michael?
Yeah, I know.
He's an amazing painter. I heard he studied in Paris, Rome, London, Milan.
L.A., Tokyo, Chicago, New York.
So why did he transfer to Campbell College?
He hasn't said, but I am learning so much by sharing an art studio with him.
I am so happy for you, Connie. May it be a place of inspiration, creativity, and peace.
Thanks.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Can I get some of my artwork out of storage in your basement?
Of course you can. You do have a lot of paintings stored in my basement. Some of them are very interesting.
Wow, Penny, these paintings are beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I've never seen these. Hey, that's the farmhouse in Pittsburgh by your parents' house.
These pieces are from the artist's early days, before she met a certain adorable mailman.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
They've been stored in Connie's basement for so long, I forgot about most of them.
Oh, Penny, I am so proud of you. Hey, you know something? We should have our own pop-up art gallery right here. Yeah, we could do it tomorrow. Everybody should see your paintings.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Morton, I'd love that. Well, there's still some room on the wall, and I've got a ton of paintings in Connie's basement.
Well, you go get the paintings, and I'll make the invitations.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Tim David Michael. Boy, that takes a while to say. Anyone ever give you a nickname?
My impressionism teacher in Bavaria used to call me Erschreckend Wunderkind.
Oh, well, that's no easier.
Huh.
What kind of bagel is that?
Garlic with lox. Do you want some?
Oh, no thanks. This smells enough for me. Plus, my hands are all messy.
What are you doing?
I'm mixing paint. Or trying to. No matter what colors I mix, I always seem to end up with brown. And then there was a hole in the paint tube, and it got all over me.
Well, the paints they sell at the student store can be iffy. Try this. Put the lighter shade on your palette, and then mix in the darker shade like this. You see, it helps to use a wet brush.
Oh, wow. It is possible to mix colors other than brown. Thank you. I gotta say, I'm learning so much about painting just by sharing a studio with you.
Well, you're welcome. Do you mind if I change the music, though? The harps are soothing, but I could use a little more energy.
Oh, sure, go for it. What are you into? Jazz? Indie? Classic? Classic rock?
Have you heard of Screamers and Sons?
No. Who are they?
Oh, you'll love them.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh, that's interesting. Does it just go back and forth between banjos and screaming?
Yeah. Doesn't it make you feel so alive?
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everything's ready, Penny. I handed out invitations for our pop-up gallery to everybody on my mail route today.
Excellent. Just a few more paintings to hang.
Oh!
What is it, Wooten?
What are those?
Oh, I got some more of my paintings out of storage. These are from my clown period. Do you like them? Wooten?
Oh, yeah, I've never seen clowns painted like that before. What big eyes they have. They aren't scary at all. Are their faces supposed to be so melty?
You don't like them?
Well, you know, like is such a word.
You don't like them?
Well, Penny, speaking honestly, I find your clown paintings a little, spooky.
A little spooky?
Okay, speaking really honestly, I find your clown paintings absolutely terrifying.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I know they're a little abstract for clowns. Is it the composition of the foreground causing an eerie foreboding, do you think?
No, it's not that. See, Penny, for my 8th birthday party, my great uncle Hilbert dressed up as a clown, and he was going to jump out of a giant birthday cake to surprise me.
Huh?
Only the cake was apparently thicker and heavier than he thought, so when he tried to jump out, it was like a lava clown monster emerging from a multicolored volcano.
Oh, my.
Thankfully, he was all right, and after months of sleepless nights filled with dreams of lava clown monsters, I was mostly all right, too. But when I look at your clown paintings, well, all I see is great uncle Hilbert glaring back at me.
We don't have to hang these paintings if they scare you, Wooten.
No. It's your gallery, Penny. If you want to hang your clown paintings, you should.
But I don't want to hang my clown paintings if they bother you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Penny, but it's fine. Really.
Well, okay. But just for the pop-up gallery. Then these clowns are going right back to Connie's basement where they belong.
Penny, I must commend you on your wonderful clowns' paintings. They are your crowning triumph. They transcend. They inspire.
Oh.
I look into the eyes of these clowns, and it is as if I am looking into the eyes of the universe. I cannot stop looking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Henri.
Wooten, you must be, how do you say, rupturing at the seams with pride for Penny and her clowns,
Of course I am, and so are my seams. It's just, it's a surprise, like Great Uncle Hilbert.
Pardon?
Wooten is very supportive of my art, but my clown paintings aren't exactly his taste.
Oh, such a shame for the work of an artist to go unappreciated by one so close to the artist.
Well, I appreciate Wooten's honesty.
Penny, I have friends coming to visit from the art world who must see your clown's paintings. May I arrange a viewing for them?
Sorry, Mr. Henri. Oh. The clowns are only on display for tonight. I'm putting them back in storage tomorrow.
Quoi? Impossible! Would you wrap Michelangelo's David in old newspapers and stuff him in the attic?
I appreciate your support, Mr. Henri, but I don't want my clown paintings hanging in the house if they scare Wooten.
Oh, that would be such a shame. My friends will not be here very long, and they are very influential people in the art world.
Oh, Penny, we can leave them up for a few more days if you want.
Well, thank you, Wooten.
Okay.
You know, Jacques, I have even more clown paintings in storage, but I ran out of wall space.
You must display them. My friends will insist.
What do you think, Wooten? I could hang the rest of them in the living room.
Fantastic.
Hang on.
What?
I mean, hang them on the east wall in the living room against the best light.
It won't bother you?
Oh, me? What? Are you kidding? It is impossible.
Bon. Then it is settled.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Tim, David, Michael. Are those new sketches?
Yes. Horses I saw near that old farm.
Oh, they're so lifelike.
Mm. What are you painting?
A still life of this bowl of fruit.
I see. But if I could point something out, you've got a lot of detail on the pineapple.
Uh-huh.
Don't be afraid to leave undescribed areas.
Oh.
The eye often fills in detail even when it's not there.
Oh. Yeah, I've been having a hard time with that. Could you maybe help me with the shading on the lemon?
Of course. Do you mind if I turn up the air conditioning? It's kind of warm in here.
You think? It's 60 degrees in here. Oh, wow. You like it really cold.
Let me know if it gets too cold.
Okay, well, now that you mention it...
I always do my best painting in the cold. Warm is so... blah. Anyway, shading on the lemon.
Yes, please.
Bless you.
Thank you.
The editor will be at your house next week to do the interview and take some pictures.
Oh, hey.
Wait, that's it. Ciao.
Au revoir. Wooten!
Huh?
Shape Paint magazine is going to do a story about me and my clown painting.
Wow, that's wonderful, Penny.
They're coming to the house next week to see the painting.
Next week? So we're leaving the clown paintings up until next week?
Is that all right with you? Oh. This could be really big for me, but I want to make sure you don't mind leaving the clown paintings up a little longer.
No, of course not. I mean, they're just in the hallway and you know, in the living room.
Okay, I have a few more clown paintings and stories. Mm. Oh, and Wooten, I know this is a lot to ask, but your studio gets such good light. Could I hang one or maybe two in there?
Oh, clowns in my studio.
Would it distract you from your work, Wooten? It's Shea Paint magazine and everything, but you have to tell me if it would upset you.
Oh, you know, I guess it's just another little thing. Oh, Penny, wait.
Yes?
I'll just have to take down my painting of Captain Absolutely riding a stegosaurus first. You know, that spot gets the best light.
Thank you, Wooten. You're being so supportive.
Okay, Wooten, just relax. They're only pictures of clowns. No big deal. Besides, they're Penny's cherished paintings. You love Penny, and you can learn to appreciate her clowns. Of course you can. Okay, now I gotta get to work. What should the new Captain Absolutely villain look like? Who's that?
It's me.
A talking clown painting! Ah! Great Uncle Hilbert?
Yeah. Where's the birthday boy? No. It's time to cut the cake!
Hi, Connie.
Oh, hi, Tim David. Ooh, what is that smell?
Oh, what smell?
Oh, what are you eating?
Leftover lutefisk with a Limburger cheese sauce.
Wow, it's pretty pungent.
I know. Don't you love it? It's bold and provoking. It makes my taste buds stand to attention.
Can I talk to you about something, Tim?
Who?
Tim David Michael.
What's up?
I appreciate sharing an art studio with you. I mean, you're so talented and all. But this has gone on long enough. There are things that I...
Oh, I forgot.
Don't interrupt.
No. I got these for you.
What's this? Paint?
A friend of mine in Tibet blends these by hand.
Tibet?
Mm-hmm. The colors are vibrant, mix evenly, and the tubes won't break and get paint on your hands, which made me think of you.
Oh, wow. This is so nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, what were you saying has gone on long enough?
Oh, the search for Amelia Earhart. I mean, let's face it, if we haven't found her by now, we never will.
Wooten, your publisher desperately needs those drawings of Captain Absolutely's new villain. The next issue goes to the printer in a week.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Ed. I haven't finished them yet. I've been kind of distracted lately.
What's distracting you?
Wooten!
Oh, sorry, Ed. I gotta go.
I need those drawings, Wooten!
Oh, yes, Penny?
What are you doing in the pantry?
Well, did you know this is the only room in the house with cans of creamed corn in it? I think the real question is, what are you doing not in the pantry?
I don't know. To hang some more clowns in your studio, but we're out of picture hanging wire. Would you mind running to the store to get some more before the magazine editor gets here? I've got to finish cleaning.
Oh, sure thing, Penny. Oh, picture hanging wire. What aisle would that be on?
Oh, hi, Wooten.
Oh, Connie, hi. Are you shopping for headphones?
Yep, the noise canceling ones.
Oh,
can you help me? Oh. I'll put these on and you talk to me.
Okay, but what do you want me to say, though?
Anything, just talk loud.
Hello, Connie, can you hear me?
Talk louder.
Okay, I'm now talking louder. I don't really know what I should say. Can you hear me?
Louder.
Now I'm talking louder. What am I supposed to say, though?
Louder, keep talking.
Catapult, hologram, fishing lures, tire pressure. I'm sorry, Connie. The only thing I can think of is how I can't stand having Penny's clown paintings all over our house.
You can't?
Wow, you heard that?
Well, these aren't very good noise-canceling headphones. Penny told me you didn't mind her clown paintings.
Well, I didn't at first, but they're everywhere now. In the kitchen, in the hallway, in my studio. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, and I'm stuck in the middle.
Well, then maybe you should tell her.
No, I can't. Her clowns are making a big splash in the art world.
It's sweet of you to put up with it, but you still have to be honest with her, Wooten. Silently suffering and being miserable is not very good for your relationship.
Yeah, but I only have to hold out a little while longer. Once the interview with Shea Paint Magazine is done, all the clowns are coming down.
But don't you think you should be honest with her now? Isn't it eating you up inside every single day? I mean, don't you wish you could just grab Penny by the head and say, would it kill you to turn the music down and the thermostat up for once?
No. Do you?
It's a metaphor. What I mean is you can't pretend things are all right just to make someone feel better or to avoid confrontation.
Yeah. Well, Connie, I think you're right. I'm going to talk to Penny. Do you need help testing your headphones?
No. Actually, I don't think I'll need them after all.
Penny, I really need to tell you something.
Can it wait a second?
No, it can't. I should have told you a long time ago.
What?
Penny, I can't stand having your clown paintings all over the house. I know I said I was okay with it, but I'm not. I can't get any work done, and I'm really, really freaked out by the omnipresence of them.
Oh, well, can we talk about this later, dear? Right now I'm doing the interview with Julie Hong, editor of Shea Paint Magazine.
Oh, hi, Julie. I didn't see you there. Sorry.
That's quite all right. Penny was just telling me how supportive her husband is of her artwork.
Okay, well, I'll come back later.
Now, where were we?
Hey, Connie.
Oh.
Can we talk?
Oh, hi, Tim, David, Michael. Yeah, I was just about... Oh, what are you eating now?
Stinky tofu.
Seriously?
Look, we haven't known each other very long, but we are sharing an art studio, and in the interest of being good studio mates, I have to say something.
What?
Can you stop humming while you paint? I'm sorry, I just find it really annoying.
You find my humming annoying?
I'm sure you're not even aware you're doing it, but yes, it really makes it hard to concentrate.
Really? Me? Quietly humming on the other side of the room makes it hard for you to concentrate?
I really didn't mean to upset you. We all have our little tics and quirks that some people find distracting.
Really? And what about you, Mr. Wunderkind? Let's talk about your little tics and quirks, okay?
Has something I've been doing been bothering you?
Yeah. The loud, annoying music. The freezing cold room. The smelly food. You talking with your mouth full.
Connie, if something I was doing was bothering you, you should have told me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like you didn't know it was bothering me.
I didn't, but I'm happy to stop.
Well, you are?
Sure. Connie, do you know why I came to Odyssey?
Mm-mm.
Everywhere I studied, Paris, Rome, London, Milan, Bolivia.
Your point?
No one would be honest with me. My fame meant that I was constantly surrounded by people who pretended to love everything about me. I was never going to grow as a person or an artist. I thought, maybe in Odyssey, free from the big cities, I could find some honest people. And now I have. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. So no more annoying music?
Not if it's bothering you. Boy, this feels good, doesn't it? What else bugs you?
You really want to know?
Yes, please.
Okay, well,
I never knew. I'm so sorry.
Here's another tissue.
Yeah, thank you. Tell me, what else?
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should stop.
No. Keep going. This is good for me. This is really good.
All right, if you say so.
It's so therapeutic.
All right, remember that time you shaded my rutabaga?
Oh, no!
Penny, can I come in?
You may.
Hi. How was the rest of your interview?
Fine. Julie said that this could be the cover story for September's issue. She was very honest about what she thought.
I'm sorry I wasn't honest about hanging your paintings all over the house, Penny. I was just trying to be supportive.
You lied to me, Wooten, and no matter the reason, that hurts. I'd rather know what Wooten thinks than what Wooten thinks I want him to think I think. Do you understand?
I think.
Good. And I forgive you. And Wooten, I needed to be more sensitive to your feelings. Will you forgive me?
Oh, of course I will, Penny.
And I need to be honest with you about something else.
Okay.
After the interview, your publisher called. Apparently, you're really behind on drawings for a new Captain Absolutely villain.
Oh, I sure am. I need to call them back.
Actually, you don't.
Huh?
Your publisher said he needed the drawings that instant or they'd have to cancel the next issue.
So they canceled the next issue?
No, I couldn't get a hold of you, so I checked your studio. But I couldn't find any drawings of your new villain.
Yeah, that makes sense. I haven't drawn any.
Well, I didn't want your next issue to be canceled, so I sent them one of my paintings.
You did? Wow, thank you, Penny. Which one did you send?
My massive clown.
Oh.
I knew you hated him, so I thought he would make a great villain. And the publisher loved it. He wants you to do an entire issue of Captain Absolutely versus Great Uncle Hilbert, the clown.
Oh.
Now, Wooten, be honest with me. How do you feel about this?
Oh. Honestly, I'm proud of you, but I'm terrified of the idea. And I'm grateful to you, but I'm horrified and confused, and I feel slightly bloated and inspired all at the same time.
I appreciate your honesty.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:15 to speak the truth in love. We shouldn't say things that are purposefully hurtful. But it is our duty to be honest. As Wooten and Connie found, being honest isn't always easy, but it's necessary for any good relationship. Adventures and Odyssey's a presentation of Focus on the Family. Your Honest Opinion, Please, was written by Sam Suxiri and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Jason J. Lewis, and Daniel Hagen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.